This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in here toll-free and bring up anything that you'd like. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Johnny Ray.
We also have Skype. You can Skype on into the show at username lrn.fm, so feel free to do that if you like, and get interactive with us here. Another way to get interactive is right there on the front page of freetalklive.com. You go there and you'll see news stories or maybe YouTube videos, blog posts that were submitted to our site through a Reddit-based system where you get to submit whatever you want, and then other listeners like you can vote up or down based on how you feel about what's there. So go there, get interactive at freetalklive.com. And, of course, you can join us on the phones here at 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line. Looks like things are pretty difficult behind the scenes at the Department of Homeland Security. The government would like you to believe that they're out there protecting you from all manner of threats that are putting you in danger. They want you to believe that you're in danger because, well, if you don't think you're in danger, then you won't really think you need them, because they're all about promoting fear. They want you to be afraid, but at the same time, they want you to look to them to feel safe, to feel assured, reassured.
It's bizarre. It seems like the government never loses a battle and is always successful, and yet we are increasingly imperiled by all manner of dastardly folks and organizations.
Well, right. There always has to be some new boogeyman out there for the government or the U.S. government or wherever you live. I'm sure they sort of play the same game in a lot of places. But they have to have something to point to say, see, you need us. As, of course, would you may remember if you've seen V for Vendetta. You know, you have to remind the people why they need us. And when you actually start to get down to how government works, or in this case, doesn't work, because government's pretty poor at doing whatever it is that it does. I mean, yeah, they may be able to arrest some bad guys every now and then, like the police will actually go after some bad guys. But are they as efficient at doing that job as they could be?
Impossible to know without some competition to sharpen them.
Well, that's the
and
point.
To compare
right?
them against.
Yeah, there's nobody else out there that you can choose. I mean, sure, you could hire 24-hour security. There are private security forces out there. But there's nobody doing the exact same thing as the government, because it's illegal to do what the government does. You can't just create a competing police force and start arresting people that are doing bad things and putting them in jail cells. The government guys will get very upset about that. They'll basically consider you a gang if you do something like that, and that means you're competition to them, and they don't want that. They need to be the monopoly. They can't possibly not be the monopoly, because that could mean they could get shown up by whoever that competitor is. That competitor could be obviously better at whatever it is, you know, capturing the bad guys. And that would make the government look bad. So they can't have that happen. They can't have somebody else competing directly and providing the same services. So they have to create this this belief system that they're necessary, that they're effective. And when you start to peel back the layers of the onion, so to speak, you really get to a picture of what things are like. And there's a post, there's an article over at the Washington Post by a few authors, Jerry Markin, Ellen Nakashima, and Alice Kreitz, talking about how bad things are behind the scenes. And as they're going to point out here, if the job environment for being a federal Department of Homeland Security bureaucrat is so undesirable, is so bad, that you can't retain your employees, well, that's going to make keeping people safe kind of difficult. If indeed things are so dangerous out there and that we need the Department of Homeland Security to keep us safe, as of course we've been told by President Bush and Obama and, you know, these guys all have the same message, and that is that we're here to protect you, America. Look to me. I'm here, my Department of Homeland Security. We're here to keep you safe. But if the people who are working there don't stick around for very long, how can they? How can you do more? How can you keep people safe if basically you have to keep training folks? You know, they get through the training period, and then a little while later realize they don't really want to be here anymore because the job sucks. Then how are they going to keep anyone safe? How are they going to pay attention to any threats whatsoever if they're constantly turning over new employees?
I don't know how to answer that, Ian. These bureaucracies, a real business is alive. You know, the owner and the employees hopefully are in it together, and they're trying to grow it by providing good value mm-hmm. and customer service. But a bureaucracy, in comparison, it is dead. So I don't think that they're there to protect us anyway. They're just there to kind of milk us for money.
Well, I think that's true.
And fearmonger.
There may be some people that work for them, Johnny Ray, who do intend to try to keep people safe. I mean, I don't doubt that, for instance, at least on the local level, I think there are police that did take the job because they really do want to go after bad guys.
I agree.
I believe them when they tell me that, at least.
Yeah. Yep, I agree.
There are probably some people who aren't just totally shiftless bureaucrats working for the Department of Homeland Security, but there's no doubt that having a sweet government job with a sweet pension and all the bennies certainly does tend to attract a loser type, the kind of people who really aren't interested in doing more than punching a clock and collecting a paycheck.
But no one is served in an environment, to quote the story, a dysfunctional work environment with abysmal morale. Even if they were trying to do good, I agree with you, Ian, it would be very difficult for them to do so when their leaders are constantly, you know, coming in and out like a revolving door.
So let's find out how bad it is. Here's a story from the Washington Post, an exodus of top-level officials from the Department of Homeland Security. Top-level officials. These aren't even just the little guys. These are the executives. It's undercutting the agency's ability to stay ahead of a range of emerging threats, including potential terrorist strikes and cyber attacks, according to interviews with current and former officials. Over the past 4 years, employees have left DHS at a rate nearly twice as fast as in the federal government overall, and the trend is accelerating, according to a review of a federal database. Now, you know your job has got to suck when you're not willing to deal with how bad it is, even with all the benefits, even with all the federal perks. And, I mean, if you're a federal agent, you're getting paid far more. If you're doing something that there's a concomitant role in the private marketplace, government agents get paid more than their market counterparts. They do very, very well as far as the paycheck is concerned. But obviously, these executives are saying the paycheck isn't worth it. The departures are a result of what employees widely describe as a dysfunctional work environment, abysmal morale, and the lure of private security companies paying top dollar that have proliferated in Washington since the September 11th, 2001 attacks. The department's terrorism intelligence arm, for example, has cycled through six directors during the Obama administration, decimating morale and contributing to months-long delays in releasing intelligence reports, according to interviews and government reports. A parade of high-level departures on top of other factors has meanwhile helped slow the rollout of key cybersecurity initiatives.
Thank goodness.
Including a program aimed at blocking malicious software before it can infiltrate civilian government computers, say former officials. With the country facing a crisis of unaccompanied minors crossing the southwest border in recent months, the pair of Department of Homeland Security agencies responsible for tackling this problem have been hindered by turnover of top officials. U.S. Customs and Border Protection, for instance, has had six commissioners under President Obama, four of them in a caretaker role because they were not confirmed by the Senate. At the Transportation Security Administration, the TSA, a Department of Homeland Security agency created after 9/11 to enhance airport security, just so you know. This isn't my perspective on things. Obviously, the TSA is a joke, but nonetheless, they've hemorrhaged both senior and junior personnel. And one former head says it's had a tremendous effect. He's a former acting TSA head who left the agency in May. Quote, "You cannot sustain a high level of security operations when you have that kind of turnover." He said, attributing the defections to a toxic culture and terrible morale. Would love to hear how you feel about this. You ever work for the state? 855-453. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining Philsgang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to philsgang.com. philsgang.com or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariluHealth.com or call 855-321-HEALTH.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. According to a report at the Washington Post, Morale is terrible at the Department of Homeland Security. In fact, it's so bad, even the executives don't want to stick around. They're leaving. And that's a real statement when you consider how sweet it is to get a government paycheck from the federal government. I mean, these guys get paid very, very well to be executives there. And
right. And the sense of fulfillment that a top-level bureaucrat would get from protecting the homeland.
In theory, right. Mm-hmm. So there's all kinds of reasons to take these jobs, but yet they just keep leaving. And in fact, the story at the Washington Post says the Department of Homeland Security bureaucrats are twice as likely to leave their position as any other federal bureaucrat in the system. We'll get back into the story here. In fact, Johnny Ray, you found a response from the new head of the Department of Homeland Security, or some higher up there.
I wish I knew how to pronounce his name. It's J-E-H is his first name. DHS Secretary Jeh Johnson.
We'll get into that here. We'll get his response after we get through the first story. Of course, we'd love to get your thoughts if you've worked for government bureaucracy before or currently do. What's it like? Is morale terrible? Is it an awful situation? Because that's apparently how it is at the Department of Homeland Security. Our toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us via Skype at username lrn.fm. And if you've been thinking about getting Bitcoin, you can go to expresscoin.com and get hooked up with Bitcoin and also some of the altcoins, as they're called, like Dogecoin, Litecoin, Blackcoin, and Darkcoin. You can get them easily with money order, check, wire transfer, even cash deposit. Just get started. Set up your account. It's so easy over at expresscoin.com, and they really care about customer service. They want to help you out if you have any trouble, but the system works very, very well. In fact, you can try it out for no cost to you. In that, if you buy less than $40 worth of Bitcoin with coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live, there's no transfer fee. Now, you're transferring money from one form to another, from cash into Bitcoins. Normally, there's a fee involved in transferring currencies like that. Not at ExpressCoin.com when you use code FTL and buy less than $40 worth of Bitcoins. It's a great way to kind of test the waters out. You've been thinking about Bitcoin. You've been waiting. Or maybe you've got some Bitcoin. You want to get some more? Go to ExpressCoin.com. Again, that's ExpressCoin.com. And it's now available in Canada as well as the United States. So our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. A little bit more here from the Washington Post. Story here saying that high-level executive, not just the low-level folks, not the grunts at the Department of Homeland Security, and that, of course, includes the TSA, that includes the Border Patrol, high-level executives turning over like crazy. Six commissioners in the Border Patrol since Barack Obama took office. That's a lot of turnover, especially when you consider that these guys usually only have to work for 20 or 30 years before they can get a pension that will last them for the rest of their life. And usually these pensions are real close to the amount of money that they made when they were working. I've heard that 90%. I don't know what the actual statistic is as a federal employee, but you know, most people would say that's worth holding on to. That's worth waiting for.
Sure.
But they're not willing to put up with it. According to the story here, it's had a tremendous effect, according to a former TSA head. He says that it's terrible morale, toxic culture at the TSA and the Department of Homeland Security. As evidence the toll is taking, Mr. Kenneth Kaspersen cited the results of agency tests in which undercover operatives try to sneak weapons or explosives through airport security. He said security employees are increasingly missing the contraband, with the frequency of failures reaching what he described as a frightening level. Homeland Security officials acknowledge the challenges, which come at a time when the U.S. is facing potential threats from Al-Qaeda and other extremist groups. Before his December confirmation, DHS Secretary Jeh Johnson called vacancies and morale his top priorities and said the department faced a leadership vacuum of alarming proportions. And that's the guy that we'll be hearing from with Johnny Ray's story here in a moment. Since then, Johnson has won praise from lawmakers for taking steps to improve morale and retain employees, such as restarting an internal awards program and increasing training. The Senate has confirmed...
That's revolutionary. An internal awards program.
The employee of the month. Senate has confirmed 10 top DHS officials in recent months, reducing a top-level vacancy rate that had reached 40%. According to Alejandro Mayorkas, a department deputy secretary, he said morale has been low in the department for quite a number of years, and he claims that they are addressing it. He stressed the churn of personnel has not affected the department's ability to protect the country, but he acknowledged instability of leadership is not necessarily a galvanizing force for employees.
This is the change that I want to see, Ian.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, I want government employees. I want people whose bread and butter comes from theft, basically, from taxation, mm-hmm. which is, you know, coerced money from me. I want these people to feel like parasites. I want them to have low morale, and I want them to quit in disgust. That's not necessarily what's happening, but this is the kind of, in the world that I see, the transition from a coercive society to a voluntary one comes from those parasites realizing for themselves what they are and realizing that everybody else knows it too, and then choosing a better way for themselves.
Wouldn't that be lovely? The problem is there's always somebody else who's ready to take that job. And in order to have that be effective, you need to get to the point where the parasites would leave their job and not be replaced, that it would become difficult mm-hmm. to find someone who's willing to fill that role. Instead, you know, they can find somebody who's willing to take a sweet government paycheck. But actually, according to the story here, apparently I was wrong, at least about the high-level officials. The claim here is that especially cybersecurity experts could be double or triple. They get offered double or triple the $180,000 they can make at the Department of Homeland Security. So the claim is that, oh, well, if only we could pay them more, then maybe they'd stick around with the DHS.
Uh-huh. But you're telling me that they are getting paid more than what the private sector would offer them?
Well, no. Generally, that's true. Uh-huh. With government employees, that's what I was saying earlier, is that generally if you compare roles that are similar between a government job and a private sector job, usually the government guys are getting more.
Yeah.
But what they're saying here is that the high level executives are actually getting paid more in the private marketplace rather than the government. So there you go. Just pay them more and then that'll solve the problem, right? Well, during the Obama years, the outflow of personnel has accelerated. According to the FedScope database of federal employees maintained by the Office of Personnel Management, between 2010 and 2013, the number of annual departures of permanent employees from DHS increased by 31%, compared with a 17% increase for the government overall. So that's good news, Johnny Ray. It's saying here that overall government employees are more likely to be leaving within the last 4 years than previously. Members of the senior executive service, the government's top career managers, are also leaving DHS at a much higher rate. In 2013, SES departures were up 56% from the year before. By contrast, the rate for the government as a whole was virtually unchanged. If you want to share your thoughts, I think we may actually have somebody on the line who does work for the state. We'll find out here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you're working in the TSA, DHS, Border Patrol, one of their wings, you would love to hear your experience. Take control of the airwaves here at Free Talk Live.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Major Bitcoin news coming out here in a little bit. We'll share that with you. And you can, of course, take control of the airwaves. Plus, could you have a digital twin in the very near future? We'll talk about that as well. The Weed tonight includes me, Ian.
And me, Johnny Ray.
And, of course, we'll take your calls about anything you want to discuss. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Our toll-free number is 855-453. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. We've got John. He's in Atlanta. The news is that morale is terrible at the Department of Homeland Security, so there's high turnover. I'm wondering if anybody out there is working for those bureaucracies and has any experiences you want to share. John, you're on the air.
Yeah, I do not work for Homeland Security. I work for a different agency. But all the bureaucrats, we all talk, and we're well aware of the low morale at Homeland Security. There is high turnover. The agency I work for, we do sometimes inspection businesses, make sure everything's running right and according to the laws and stuff like that. Sometimes we're going through the airport, some along those lines, and one of the TSA people sees one of our PID cards, which is personal identification cards, something like that. They'll come up to us and start talking like they want to file a grievance or, you know, tell us how bad it is there, thinking we can do something about it. But, yeah, those are true stories. And in other agencies, there's stories about, I don't know if you'll recall, there was a story out of Denver of some employee defecating in the hallways. Apparently, There's another in different agency. There's another employee who intentionally misses the toilet, and they've actually had to go to like a union rep to try to figure out a way to solve this problem.
I remember that.
Right, because how do you identify who that is? I mean, it'd be pretty difficult to figure that out. You can't put a camera in there.
And this stuff does happen. The longer you're in, it seems these agencies, the more kind of down you are. Heard older people tell new people to get out while they can. Things along those lines. True story. Also, in regards to the pension, it's not as good as it once was. New federal employees are now under the FERS plan. That plan is basically get 1.1% of your combined last 3 years average salary for years of service. If you work 30 years, you get some over 30% of your salary when you retire for the rest of your life. But
it's not 90%. I don't know where I've seen it be 90%. Maybe that's state employees or something like that.
That's the old plan. Old plan, yeah, you had defined benefits. You're going to get that money. But the government didn't match any investments into your TSP account. Now the government, I think, matches up to 6% of what you put into your TSP, but they lowered.
And TSP stands for what?
A thrift savings plan.
Gotcha. So you said it was 30% of the final year?
If you work 30 years. If you work 20 years, it's going to be about 20. It's like 1.1%. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Homeland Security, if their people are classified as like police or some sort of that, because they have a different percentage. I think they get 2.2 or 2.3%. And you should be able to look up these figures. I think they're on OFO or OBM.
Now, you do have to stay in a minimum of 20 years to collect the pension, right?
Not to my knowledge. I think it's five years. Not to my knowledge. You don't have to be there forever. They do offer early retirement, but you'd have to wait until that age. Let's say you got out, you were in 10 years. This is my understanding. If you got out when you're 10 years, after 10 years of service, you'd have to wait until you meet that the age required to start receiving that benefit.
You could take
it early if you got disability or something along those lines. But, yeah, you don't have to stay in 30 years. They offer early retirement if you're a new employee and you're in there. Let's say you start when you're 26, 27. Theoretically, you could get out when you're 54, and you'll be getting that percentage of your length of service for the rest of your life. And you could, to my knowledge, get the thrift savings or TSP, you could get that early as well or start withdrawing some of that money.
John, thanks for sharing your experience. Anything else you want to throw out there tonight?
No, love the show. Y'all have a good one, okay?
Thanks.
I have a question for John.
Yeah, go, Johnny.
John, are you still there?
Yeah.
Thank you. I wanted to ask if you had any idea or theory why morale was better in your bureau than it is in the Department of Homeland Security. Life seems to be a little better where you are, and your coworkers are not as disgruntled as the DHS people. Do you have any idea why?
Well, I work for a different Department of Labor is who I go for, and they're supposed to be the ideal work environment.
Yeah, I guess so.
Telework, stuff like that. So it's apples to oranges in some cases. But, yeah, we do hear these stories, and that's what I'm saying. When you're going through and you see a badge, you think you can do something about it if it's a crappy working environment. But you can't necessarily do it. DOL has always been nice to me. It seems very nice. Again, we have morale issues too. And by 2016, 50% of all the federal employees are going to be eligible for retirement. So there is going to be a big turnover coming up here.
Wow. 50% of all federal employees will be eligible for retirement. It's incredible. Now, I wonder, so they're going to have to do a lot of recruiting here pretty soon, right? I imagine they're already in the process of that.
Yeah, they still are. There's an article came out saying that out of the federal workforce, 17% or 20 to 17% are below the age of 35 or 30. That's some abysmal number. But, yeah, they're having issues recruiting people.
Good.
Private sector usually pays better. Yeah, well, that's just...
Now, is that true? Because I've always heard the reverse is true, at least for federal employees on average, that they make more than their private counterparts.
It depends how long you're in, because sometimes you can get hired on as a GS-5 or GS-7. I'm talking federal pay grade scales. And you can have non-competitive promotions every year until you reach a certain level. And then you go to a step process. Once you're in 5-10 years, yeah, the pay's pretty good. But starting out, it may be bad.
I see.
Compared to a private sector. So you have these people coming out that have college debt. They don't necessarily want to wait the 10 years for the federal government to forgive any federal loans they have. They'll jump onto the private sector, try to make as much money as they can, and then maybe hop back on to the federal system for retirement purposes.
I am glad to hear that the federal government is having trouble hiring young people. I think that's great. And the more that we can put the ideas of freedom out there, maybe the more young people will decide to pursue careers in the productive marketplace. John, thanks for calling, man. I appreciate the experience tonight. Let's go to Skype where Jared is on the line. Jared, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I just wanted to touch on Scotland for a bit. Everyone was kind of focusing on the idea of Scotland leaving and all that. And to be honest, it doesn't really interest me much, but the logistics of the UK do. And, first off, the reason Scotland doesn't interest me is they're not really interested in rights like, free speech, bearing arms, right against, unreasonable searches and seizures. I mean, they want more socialism and, they're just banking on the North Sea being their breadbasket so they can have a socialist paradise. And there's zero liberty response. I mean, there's zero liberty interest of any kind there, whether you are from a constitutionalist point of view or a voluntarist point of view. I mean, so it kind of bores me. It's like two socialists fighting over who gets to rule. I mean, okay, but.
Yeah, but I still want to see it happen for them. I mean, I don't care what their politics are. I think decentralization is a good thing, whether it's Scotland or Catalonia, which is definitely a socialist movement. For Catalonia, Spain's just not socialist enough. They want more of that, and they want more autonomy to make those decisions. And, good for them.
I like to think that too, Ian, but at the same time, I've got a lot of sympathy for what Jared's saying here. It seems like it's sort of like rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic.
And the other thing, too, is what's interesting is Scotland, I mean, for all their gripes and complaints, England really would have the most to complain about it, because to break it down, the UK consists of Northern Ireland, also referred to as the six counties of Ulster, Scotland, Wales, and England. And I can get into that.
Yeah, stand by. We'll bring you back here in a moment. More with Jared, and your calls are welcome. 855-450-FREE. Doesn't matter if you want to talk about secession or the abysmal, apparently, morale at the Department of Homeland Security. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Nothing compares to a good cup of coffee. But if you're getting your coffee from the store, you're likely not getting a good cup of coffee. Free Talk Live's teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you a free pound of the best coffee, shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is that for every 10 people that get coffee through our link, coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another micro-loan through Kiva. When the loan's paid, we lend the money again. Help others, one cup at a time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Washington Post claiming that the Department of Homeland Security is an absolute mess. People don't want to stick around. Even the high-level executives are bailing out on this monster. And we'll get some more comments from another Department of Homeland Security employee here in a moment. Plus, Johnny Ray will share with us what the top boss apparently is saying now. He's saying, oh, everything's just fine. We'll get the details on that. You can, of course, share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. And bring up whatever's on your mind. We actually have Jared on the line who wanted to talk about secession. He says he just can't get real jazzed up about the whole Scotland secession thing, given that they're not really freedom looking for freedom. They're looking for more control just for their own area. We'll continue with his thoughts here. But I want to let you know about a new novel about liberty called Ant Farm, which is a book that Gary Johnson has recently praised, as well as our very own Mark Edge here on Free Talk Live. And Mark really enjoyed how it took complex issues like military protection, judicial systems, currency, and dozens more and explained them so that average Joes and even young adults can easily understand how well these systems could work without government force and how state intervention screws them all up. If you're tired of explaining to some of your friends how the roads could be built in a free market, just hand them a copy of Ant Farm. And if you're sick of explaining to your other friends how the U.S. has turned into a police state, then hand them a copy of Ant Farm as well. Stephen Aaron Gray is the author of Ant Farm, and he's giving away the first four chapters for free. That's almost half the book. Download those free chapters at antfarmbook.com. Again, that's antfarmbook.com. We go back to Jared in Michigan, I believe. Jared, you're back with us here. So continue your comments regarding the secession scene out there in Scotland.
Well, you know, if you look back to the Troubles, which is when Northern Ireland wanted to supposedly break away, I mean, it's way more complex than that. But Northern Ireland, you don't hear much about them because they pretty much got everything they wanted in what was called the Good Friday Agreement back in 1998. I mean, they literally got the best of both worlds.
Hmm.
A lot of them wanted to be part of Ireland. They can get an Irish passport if they want and stay as part of the United Kingdom. So they pretty much got what they wanted. But what's interesting about a lot of UK laws is that they selectively apply what regions of the UK they apply to. For example, you always hear the UK bans guns and all that. They explicitly exempt Northern Ireland from all that.
In really?
Northern Ireland, you can still own guns for protection. You can get a carry license. You don't need to get the waiver from the Secretary of State, which they never give like you do in Scotland, England, and Wales. They're exempt from a lot of laws. They're looking at lowering their corporate income tax rate down to 12.5% as opposed to 24%, which is the rest of the United Kingdom, so they can compete with Ireland. So they're all treated very differently. Now, Scotland started to be treated differently in 1977. Then, as Tommy said, they had their own parliament in the late 90s. England would actually have the most amount of reasons to complain because they're completely ran by the United Kingdom, where Scotland has a lot of leeway on what can they do on what they can do, and Northern Ireland has a crap ton of leeway on what they can and can't do. I mean, it's night and day. I mean, they might as well be different countries. So I think that what this might lead to is England being able to get their own parliament and all that, and you might see the UK dissolve more on that level. But for two reasons, I don't think it's important. Like Johnny Ray said, you're rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic. And number two, they're probably all going to be absorbed by the European Union at some point anyway. So, I mean, it's just – I just wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I mean, I get what you're saying, that it's rearranging deck chairs, but to the people in Scotland, it sure as hell seems important. Right, like these guys.
Because they want more socialism, is what it is. You know, they want more nanny state. And you know,
do you think that's true, though? I mean, do you think that of the people who voted for? I mean, it can't be true across the board. Obviously, I mean, sure, a lot of people in the United States are of a a socialist redistributionist mindset. But that doesn't mean that just because you don't like socialism that you wouldn't vote for the secession. I mean, it still may be beneficial to have a government that's closer to home.
Right. But what I mean is I'm pretty sure, and it's just my own opinion on it, but if you were to take a poll, let's say you were to do like a libertarian-style poll, do you support free speech? Do you support, guns and all that stuff? You're probably going to find most people in Scotland are going to say a big hell no to that. And so, I mean, it's just hard for me to get all, it would be like if the Soviet Union was breaking up and it's, oh no, is Moscow or Kiev in the Ukraine going to run us? It's just like, who cares? I mean, yeah, it's important to them. I don't want to take it away from them. But, I mean, they are just socialists, 101 over there. And it's just not – I cannot get excited about it. I mean, they're not talking about getting rid of the National Health Service.
Nope, no, they're not.
Having a free market of health care or even just a step in that direction. So, I mean, they want the UK on steroids in Scotland, but what they're going to find is they're not going to be able to pay for it. About the North Sea.
Okay, but wouldn't you, if Vermont, all right, so Vermont has a secessionist movement, it's fairly strong there, I mean, on the scale of American secessionist movements, it's strong. If Vermont, which, again, their secessionist movement is definitely about more socialism, they want more freedom to create, like, a national health, or a Vermont healthcare system or something like that, a one-payer, single-payer system. I still support their secession because it'd be huge if a state were to secede from the United States. Would that excite you more, even though you knew that it was, not liberty oriented?
I would take more of an interest in it. I mean, that's where my parents live, so I would kind of be a little concerned about what's going on in Vermont. But I view it more from a broader spectrum. It's like you got a pool of water and assume that's the whole world, And if you take what you view as the clean water out, which would be your movement, well, it's still going to get washed back into that water and end up murky anyway. I just think it's a very complex thing. And Chris Cantwell actually said it best. I mean, like, there's some things that I like the federal government for, because, say, New York City and the state would ban guns tomorrow, and I got to drive through that place. I wish I didn't have to, but I do. So, I mean, there's things that I like about it and things I don't, and I just don't get excited about it. But
fair enough.
The whole Scotland thing makes me laugh, and that's
thanks.
Just what I wanted to share.
Jared, I appreciate the call tonight. Toll-free number, 855-453. 855-450-3733. I guess I understand where he's coming from, but I don't think there is a secession movement anywhere in the world besides maybe New Hampshire, where the issue is really more freedom. I mean, maybe you could argue that the southern secession movements have that going for them. Honestly, I can't say I've looked in detail at all of them, but Many of those secession movements worldwide are all about just simply more autonomy to control others. And that's a problem. I definitely echo that concern. But at the same time, if you're going to have someone controlling you, it's at least better to have, you know, them accessible to you. Like, for instance, here in Keene, New Hampshire, you can go and you know where all the city councilors live. It's not a secret. These people are your neighbors. And to some extent, they're more accountable as a result of that. They're not insulated. They're not as protected as, say, the federal bureaucrats. Even at the state house here in New Hampshire, you can access these people. They aren't far away. You know, in New Hampshire, you can drive an hour and you can get to the state house from pretty much anywhere in the state except for the northern parts. So there's something to that that does lead to more localized control. And again, I'm no fan of controlling others. I don't want that to happen. But ultimately, I know I have no influence at the federal government level. But there's a possibility, at least, of influencing a state government.
So, speaking perfectly candidly, Ian, I was disappointed on the day that I found out that Scotland had voted no on independence. And if there was a successful secessionist movement in Vermont that was socialistic in nature, I would be excited about it, and I would consider
making a move?
Yeah, making a move.
You know, I have to admit,
you got me there.
I have to admit, I would consider that as well. Because Vermont, I mean, again, it may be more of a kind of a lefty bend out there, but still, compared to a lot of places in the United States, it's one of the more free places, all things considered. Of course, would they ratchet up the socialism after that? Maybe so. Maybe sitting and waiting it out would be more wise than just jumping right in to the freshly seceded Vermont. Maybe sort of eyeballing things and seeing how it goes would be more appropriate.
One of the reasons I've got the utmost respect for the movement in New Hampshire, as opposed to everywhere else, is that it's in America, and America had an experiment 200 years ago in individual liberty that failed, but we still sort of know why that experiment was carried out. We have some glimmer of what it means to be free and self-reliant, and
right,
the Europeans really don't.
And we also know here in New Hampshire that the people who are behind the secession movement are absolutely principled, liberty-oriented people. Like, for instance, the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence, that's run by Free State Project participants and maybe, I think, a New Hampshire native or two. I'm not really sure who makes up the board these days over there. The New Hampshire Liberty Party, myself, Daryl Perry, Daryl, our Friday night co-host, we're a couple of the chair people of that party, and that's all about promoting secession from inside the political system. So the two main groups that are out there advocating secession in New Hampshire are definitely freedom-oriented. There's more coming up here. Hour 2's next.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Radio is the most personal of mediums. I exist right now in your head. If you listen to Free Talk Live regularly, you know me. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations around the U.S. and has been downloaded on every continent around the world. Hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 a month to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB
Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.